Another outside the box, focusing on equality. Today's topic is everyone the same. Are we all the same? All us people are humans? Yes, but we're all really very different from each other at the same time. Just look at a gathering of people where you live. But should we all be treated equally with the same rights and privileges? Well, sometimes yes, as I'll describe today, but not always, which I'll look at in a future outside the box. I believe strongly in egalitarianism. It may be an obsession. Whenever possible, we should all be treated equally as long as the playing field is truly level. A lot of societies are stronger and more democratic when everyone is treated the same. The Leveller is an egalitarian political movement in England in the mid-1600s, promoted equality under the law. We try to alleviate inequality today with democracy and civil rights and liberties movements throughout the U.S. We can see equality day to day. Meals in schools are available to every child. That's better than meals to only some because of the stigma attached to free meals and often to any resource that's limited based on need. Not every student will claim a free meal, but everyone has the same opportunity in that instance. Universal health care, which is not offered in the U.S., but is available in other overdeveloped countries, is another example of something that's provided equally to every human. No matter how sick you are, you get access to health care at usually little or no additional cost. It's a right for everyone. In general, a right that's universal, not based on any needs-based criteria that must be met, is going to be more popular than a right that's limited to certain groups. There are political rights that we all share, the right to freedom of speech or a fair trial. But political rights can be conditional. Free speech means much more to someone who can buy thousands of ads for an election than to someone who can't even donate $5 to a candidate. Right to a fair trial means more to someone who can afford to hire a competent lawyer than a person who's lucky to get any lawyer at all, even if unprepared or inexperienced. Public education has been free for all for many decades, but the quality of education has not been the same because the amount of money put into that education varies widely. Cities and rural areas don't usually get enough, while wealthier suburbs have more. Higher education is becoming free in some places in the U.S., but again, the quality between free and expensive education varies widely. A universal basic income, UBI, is being tried on an experimental scale in many nations and communities, but because of the cost, a UBI has been narrowed to small numbers of recipients, such as people who are unhoused, or single mothers, or disadvantaged youth. If an adequate UBI were offered to all in a community, or region, or nation, poverty would disappear in a flash. Of course, long ago, we did have pretty equal societies and communities everywhere. Before agriculture, most cultures were based on hunting, fishing, and gathering. If I found more berries than I could eat that day, I would give the rest to those who didn't find enough. If a few hunters killed a buffalo, they would share the meat among all villagers. Hierarchies were rare. There was a lot of equality, and everyone was able to meet their basic needs. But so-called advancements in society created individual winners and losers instead of a collective community that made sure everyone was fed and happy. We're slowly eroding, two steps forward, one step back, the discrimination that so many still experience in this country. Someday, but not in my lifetime, we may have relative equality and a pretty level playing field for everyone. gender and sexual orientation, skin color, ability, class, when it comes to health, education, jobs, income, and other factors. Economic rights for all will eventually catch up with political rights, and both kinds of rights will be available to everyone. Then we might be back to the same kind of egalitarian hunter-gatherer society we had 10 to 15,000 years ago. Back to the future. Do you think we're stumbling toward equality? Why or why not? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting us all to be on a level playing field.